if you saw the news yesterday, you saw the video, the second most famous fight video from yesterday. It was FSU football player DeAndre Johnson. He is the quarterback, and he was shown punching a woman at a nightclub. What was it, a bar? Anybody know what bar it was? The Florida State University football player was allegedly caught in the act of punching a woman. According to the state attorney's office, they released a video after charges were filed against the freshman quarterback. The 19-year-old was charged with misdemeanor battery for the incident that occurred back on June 24th. According to the video, Johnson and the female victim got into a verbal altercation at the bar. Johnson then grabbed the woman's arms. It appears she attempts to push him back and take a swing at him. That's when Johnson retaliated with a punch to the left side of her face before quickly leaving the scene. The woman suffered facial injuries. She did not have to go to the hospital. Johnson then turned himself in on June 30th. He was charged and then later released. Then they released the video, and FSU immediately dismissed him from the team.
The bar is Yianni's.
Yianni's. That's where the action happens. Like
and he's saying he punched her because she called him the N-word.
You know, that's the easy way out.
He said that she said, "Get off me, you effing N-word."
But is that enough to punch somebody?
If she punches you first, absolutely.
She didn't punch him.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't. He grabbed her, and she just kind of like... I mean, I watched the video.
I watched it over and over again, and I saw him grab her.
Why, you like seeing women get hit. That's why you watch it over and over again.
I watched her grab him, then she punches him. She swings to punch him, and she looks like she makes contact, at which point he has a split second to make a decision whether or not he should hit her or not, and then he just cold clocks her.
This stupid thing. I'm trying to watch the video, and it's got the text at the bottom, so I can't see the action.
But here's the situation, though, is they get into a little bit of a verbal thing, whatever. She puts her fist up like she's going to punch him, so he holds onto her fist, and then she does punch him with her other hand.
Yeah, but she doesn't really connect with
then
it.
Then he decks
her. It doesn't matter. She still threw a punch first at a guy. If you're going to throw a punch, whether you're a guy or a girl, expect to get punched back.
Two things. One, if you are the quarterback of a football team, you can't punch any girls back,
man.
Right or wrong.
Well,
you just can't.
I agree that he should not have done, he should not have, because of his job, hit a woman. I agree with that. But if a woman hits you, you don't think you have the right to hit back?
Yes. I hit a woman one time in my life, and it was because she was biting me. And I've told the story a million times. I was fighting her giant black boyfriend, and she kept jumping on my back and biting my shoulders and my neck while I was fighting her. And I stopped and warned her. When she did it again, I turned and punched her in the forehead, thought I killed her. And but the thing is that in this situation, he bullied his way up there. He thought he was better than everybody else and pushed her out of the way. He started this.
Yes, he pushed her, but she turns around with her fist in the air. Like, she turns around.
But he already physically assaulted her. He already pushed her.
But... The way that it looks to me is he comes up and he does push her, but it's a bar and it's a packed bar and you're going to get bumped into. You're going to get pushed a little
bit. Right, but he didn't just bump into her. He came up there arrogant and pushing people out of the way like he deserved to be there more than anybody else, and he pushes her. Now picture yourself with your back to this person and they come up and wail into you. What are you going
to
do?
But as soon as, like, he's trying to get to the bar. I'm not saying that he's right. I'm pointing out what I'm seeing. He's trying to get to the bar. She's boxing him out. She's like hip checking him and stuff.
Yeah.
She definitely has an attitude. Should she have been punched in the face by a guy? No. But she also shouldn't try and punch a guy. You don't try and punch a guy. You don't get punched in the face by a guy most of the time.
Agreed. However, what he did was way worse than what she did.
Yes,
no matter what her intention was.
I think they're both wrong. I think that he was way more in the wrong because he could have just walked away from it. He could have just went around to the other side. Could have done a lot of different things. She was being bitchy and drunk and whatever else. But he also has to, as he's cocking back to punch her, he has to go, "I can play in the NFL."
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Or, and then I can go punch stop. His white bitch
yeah.
in the
face. Yeah.
Especially after all the trouble that the NFL is having with domestic violence. How
right.
is not the first thing on your mind as a college athlete?
And you have to know that going into any kind of camp or being looked at or anything for the draft, they're going to go, "Oh, he did punch that girl in the face. We have it on
video.
So that's probably not that great."
When I watch it, I don't see him pushing her.
All right, hold on. Carmen, rewind it. Let's look from the beginning. Let's analyze this like it's a Zapruder film. So watch her face. She's almost smiling when he walks up to her.
Hold on.
Oh, you hold on. Don't tell me what to do.
Sorry. It's not letting me go back.
Uh-oh. Oh,
geez. They're showing it on Cowhead TV.
Yeah, but we got to watch it from the beginning. Just go up to the top and hit read. Yeah, there you go. Refresh it. All right, let's watch it on Carmen's screen right behind you so we're all on the same time. So she's at the bar. Jesus
Christ. I know.
She's got it up on Cowhead.
He has it on Cowhead TV.
All right, rewind it, Joe, and start it over again.
Carmen, turn yours off.
I can just hear Joe in the other room going, I got it right here. I don't know why they're doing this. But I got it right here.
So there's this big girl standing at the bar. Right, takes up two
spots. She's up there, and she's talking to a guy. He's bullying his way in, and she says something to him. He says something back.
Look, he even holds onto the bar and pulls himself forward.
Yeah, but look at her putting her arm over there, and she hip-checked him.
And then he grabbed her first.
But she had her fist up like she was in a punch-up.
Yeah, he's trying to defuse the situation.
She literally turned around with her fist up like she was in a punch-up, and he grabbed her wrist.
You don't know what he said to her. He might have said, bitch, I'll punch you.
But you don't know what she said to him,
too. All right, rewind it. Start over from the beginning again. All right, hold on. No, let's just watch it. Just a bunch of dirty people hanging out at the bar.
Right. She gets up to the bar at the same time, basically, and then he's trying to push his way in.
She does the same thing you're accusing him of doing by pushing the girl that's at the bar out of the way so she can get to the bar. She did the same thing he did.
Do you see what she's doing?
She pushes back.
Stand up. Here's what she's doing.
You got to hit him. If you're going to do it, hit him.
As he's coming around this way, she goes like this and puts her arm there to try and block. Come around this way. Try to block like that, and then like hip checks him and stuff. And then when he says something, she turns around like this.
Yeah. But you she don't know. Maybe he was following her all the way from the dance floor up to the bar, like pushing into her.
And also, look at her face. She almost appears like she's smiling. Like she almost appears like
it's a joke.
Yeah, like they're joking around, talking to each other. They may be like, "I'll get to the bar before you." Watch her face. See, she's smiling. She's like, "I'll punch you." And then he grabbed her, and it became serious.
And she's saying, hey, there is what it looks like. She's saying, hey.
If a girl raises her fist to me, I'm doing the same exact thing.
Oh, my, because you're little and you don't, you're, I'm, what are you going to do?
If I went up with my fist cocked towards a girl's face, you don't think somebody's going to intervene and go, hey, what are you doing?
If a girl walks up to me in this situation, she holds her fist up, I'd walk away from her. He dropped back and punched her in the face like she was just some regular guy.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
No, she hit him still after he grabbed her wrist.
In the shoulder.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't give her the right to lay her hands on him.
No, listen. He easily could have walked away from that situation.
Look, he's got her hair. He's got her hand. I mean, he grabbed her first.
He easily could have walked away from that situation. At worst, he could have pushed her. You know what I mean?
I don't think the
kid is smushed.
Which
is still bad, but not, you know, as bad as just full on punch
or mush her. Give her a mush in the face.
I agree that what he did isn't awesome. It's not great, but he was defending himself. I don't think the kid should lose his entire future because the girl started the problem. Let's not forget.
You don't know who started the problem. Yeah. You didn't see what happened before they got to the bar.
Exactly, but everybody's sitting here saying, well, maybe they were joking. Maybe she was saying this. Maybe he said that. We don't know, but what we do see on the video is she did the same exact thing that he did. She pushed her way up to the bar, which is what he did, and she didn't like it. She hip-checked them and then raised her fist to him.
But she had no problem with anybody going up to the bar other than him.
Listen, she was absolutely in the wrong, but so was he. And he was more in the wrong than she was. And it's this simple fact, Rob. If it was a kid that was 10 years old and walked up and kicked that guy in the shin, should he punch him? I mean, he aggressively started it and stuff. Clearly, he's smaller, weaker person. You know what I mean? Like, she is an idiot. She's completely an idiot. He could have walked away from that situation. Punching a girl in the face is never going to get people to go, yeah, man, he was in the right.
And he really punched her in the face. I mean, he didn't just give her a
push.
She would
have turned around with a gun and started shooting, and he punched her in the face and knocked her out and took the gun away. People would go, all right, well, that's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Do you think that's the only reason he turned himself in because of how hard he hit her?
No, I think it's because they probably knew they had it on tape.
Yeah, and I think that his advisor said, listen, you're going to have to take this one on the chin and go in there and go, yeah, I did it. And, you know, she say that she called you the N-word.
Yeah.
Say this, you know what I mean?
Like, and by the way, that's still no reason to punch her in the face.
No,
as horrible as it is, you can't. You're not going to go in front of any judge and go, well, she called me the N-word, so I hit her. And you're going to go, okay, Dominus Rubiscus, you're okay.
It is an interesting dynamic with the whole violence, the domestic violence, especially with men and women, because it does seem a little unfair towards men because women seem to get away with more physical abuse towards a man without repercussion. But at the same token, men are so much more physically strong, in most cases physically stronger, that it does seem to even out.
But that's why I think Rob is so adamant about it being her fault, because he's not a big guy. And because she, you know, she may have been bigger than Rob. No, I'm not insulting you.
No, I know.
So if she holds up her fist, he actually does feel threatened. But at that point, your job is to walk away. It's a non-puncher.
I disagree that it's not his job to do anything. His job is he's walking up to go get a drink at a bar. The woman was the aggressor. Had she not raised her fist to him, this entire situation never happened.
But
she started
it. Okay, so let me tell you. If I'm standing there with this guy and we're bumping up to the bar, I don't have to raise my fist. But you don't know what he's saying. If he's like, bitch, you get to that bar before me and I'm going to kill you. And then I turn on my fist and go, who are you going to kill? You don't know what he said to her. You don't know why her fist is raised. She may, on the way to the bar, he may have pushed her. He may have said something to her. It doesn't matter. It's the him punching her in the face that's the wrong part. No matter what led up to that, him punching her in the face is wrong. If she was hauling ass on him, if she turned around and started double fist swinging, throwing bottles at him, then he should just knock her the F out. He wasn't doing that.
Can I bring up, we brought this up on the after show yesterday, and I hope it's okay.
How dare you talk about the after show on this show?
When the drunky drunk party happened on Friday, on the way home, Spanish was giving Carmen, her sister, and her cousin a ride.
Rapist.
And Carmen started punching Spanish in the face in the car while he was driving.
Garbage.
Now, here's the thing, I said this yesterday.
Spanish.
I would have immediately hit her back. It's a natural reaction. If you're getting punched in the face, you turn and you punch back. You're not looking. You're not paying attention. Do you think if someone's punching you while
I wailing you in the face, Spanish?
I mean, you did hit me one good time in the chin. But on the after show, I did say that you and I are friends. I've been in this situation with you before. I know how to handle it.
You should add a helmet in the car.
Yeah, it's not like one of those things where we got in the car together and I was like, this is going to be a peachy keen drive over to your place.
Well,
you know, I knew you were wasted.
Right, and it wasn't, but also it wasn't like I just started wailing on you. Like, yeah, you said I knocked you one good time in the chin, but you were rolling my windows down after I specifically told you my windows were not working.
I didn't roll any of your windows down. Your window down your passenger side.
My sister rolled it one down in the back and thought it was funny, so they kept messing with them. And I was like, you guys, my windows don't always work. And then I thought it was you, so I like did
so you started hitting me.
Can I tell you right now?
I wasn't punching you. Swatted you.
I don't care whether you swatted me with one finger. You touch my face while I'm driving your drunk ass home. I am making you and your sister and your cousin get out on the side of the road, and I am taking off, and I'm driving your car. Your car is going to be in the water.
Drive me home.
Yeah. That's the right answer.
It's his fault for driving you home.
And that's really what bothers me about this is that you like. I understand that you're defensive about it, Carmen, but I was doing you a favor, and even now you still have like this attitude with me. Like, I didn't hit you in the face. I was driving you home, and you were smacking at me while I was driving you and your sister and your cousin home, and it still seems like I did. You make it sound
right
like
I after you urinated in a garbage can in the studio.
Yeah, and you're the person that doesn't want anyone to even touch your face.
Yeah. Listen, I know I'm drunk. I'm really out of control when I'm drunk. I can't handle it. I shouldn't be a part of the drunky drunk parties. I admit that. I know that to the end. But you guys are very insistent on doing a family drunky drunk party, and we drank a whole fifth of tequila between the three of us. I just want to point that out.
How did none of us get any sex?
All
right.
Yeah.
The two guys that you wanted to have a threesome with, were they white or black?
White.
Wow.
Yeah. And so this is another thing. I wanted to have a threesome with them because they were brothers. And they were good looking brothers.
And they contemplated it. That's the weird part. They couldn't find a place to do it, or else they would have. I don't think I could have ever had sex with my brother in the same house, let alone in the same room with the same girl.
Queer.
Yeah. I mean, there have been times where people see me and Pete, they're like, are you guys brothers? And at the right time, we go, yes.
Yeah, but you're not brothers.
Right.
But if you, okay, so you and your brother John both aren't married. All of a sudden, some hot girl comes up and goes, hey, I want to get double teamed by you guys.
No.
Yeah, right? It's just weird to me. I'd be like, I can't.
We've been in the same room before, like in the dark, doing it.
Yeah, I mean.
John, you're on the mic. Count the show low.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
Good. Couple questions. One, 19 and in a bar, I know that can happen, but that doesn't seem like he should have been there in the first place.
Well, and 18 and older to get in. We don't know if he was drinking.
Okay, and FSU, Winston, did anybody think maybe after all of that somebody might want to take this guy and go, here's what you don't do? I mean, why is this guy not surrounded by people that are going to take him down the path that Winston should not have?
The only problem, John, is that you can tell somebody a million times,
sure,
hey, watch out, watch out, watch out. And then all of a sudden you put him in a situation where some girl punches you and then you just react to it. And it's not the best reaction in the world, but that could be just a total reaction to her hitting him, to her yelling at him, to maybe her calling him the N-word, and you're not prepared for that.
I could understand that. It just seems like he's in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Look, we're older. We're adults. If we knew the future, if somebody would have said to me when I was in college, hey, you're going to be the quarterback for FSU. You're a freshman. You got your whole future ahead of you. Right now, I would say I'd never leave the house. I would sit home and just strengthen my arm and watch film. But the truth is, I'd be out trying to bang chicks, and I'd be out getting drunk while I'm at college being a superstar, and that's it.
Here's the only good thing that comes out of this. Bet you that girl doesn't raise her fist to a guy again. Listen, don't do it. Don't do that. I get that a guy shouldn't punch you, but if you're raising your fist to a guy, you're asking for it, and they're not that you deserve it, not that you should be punched in the face, but you're kind of putting it out there. You're putting it out there more than the girl that's in the library reading a book.
Rob,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
You and Caitlin get an argument,
yes,
and she punches you in the jaw.
Yes.
What do you do?
Depends on the circumstance. If it's unprovoked, I'm just standing there and I'm not expecting
it.
Yeah,
were you guys just having a verbal argument and she just hauled off and punched you in the jaw?
I probably walk away at that point.
Right.
But there has been an instance where I was at a bar on, it was New Year's Eve of 2 years ago, and there was a giant fight that broke out. A girl punched me in the back of the head. I turned around not knowing who had punched me and threw a punch, and it ended up landing and connecting with a girl. Hit her right in the face.
Way to go, Sebastian Bach. Just throw it into the crowd.
I felt terrible, and I felt like, oh my God, I can't believe I just hit a girl. But at the same time, I'm like, well, she shouldn't have punched me. You know what? She took the first hit. I'm turning around and I'm just reacting.
Why did she hit you?
Because we were breaking up a fight and I said her boyfriend was a douchebag for attacking an old man.
Can I help you out a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm never going to punch a girl in the face, even if she walks up and hits me.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I did it was in a real extreme circumstance. But I have hit girls before, especially girls who deserved it, below the knees. Do you want me to tell you the trick? It's probably better for me because I'm tall. But when I'm walking through a crowd like that and some bitchy white girl gives me an elbow or doesn't move to get out of the way or something, I drag my foot back and I step on her foot or I kick her really hard in the shin.
Yeah.
Or if I can, I accidentally hook her foot and pull her and trip her to the ground. I've done that to guys and girls before. That's the way to do it. When guys walk by and they shoulder bump me, they've already hit me, so I can't turn around and go, I'm in a full-on fight if I turn around. So I reach back on my foot, and I yank their foot out, and I go, hey, sorry about that. But meanwhile, I've already tripped them to the ground. That's a way to hit a girl and get away with it in a kind of not-so-aggressive way.
Lessons on domestic violence.
No. Domestically, you don't do that at all. Like, my wife gets mad and hits me. I at worst hold her arm so she doesn't hit me anymore, but I don't hit her back.
Do you call 911?
No, because one of us is going to jail. And
oh,
it's most
right.
likely going to be her.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, no. The only way I hit 911 is if she's out of control. But if she getting mad and she smacks me in the face, which has never happened before, I will look at her and I'll probably say, are you doing that again? I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to kill her.
Yeah, just calm it down.
Yeah.
I avoid all situations like that. Like if I was the QB and I'm in the bar and the girl pushes me, I'm the pussy that just takes it. I just go along with the
you
guy.
Have
whatever.
To.
Yeah, because I understand that. And I just don't think the guy did anything wrong. He's grabbing onto the bar. The girl pushes him and she raises her fist first. She starts this thing. And I don't think it's right that he hit her. I don't think it's correct to take that action, but I would defend him. I don't think he should lose his livelihood.
He didn't just hit her. He punched her hard in the face.
Well, she punched
him. He hit her like he'd hit a guy.
It's not his fault.
He punches harder than
she does.
She didn't punch him. She was in a push fight with him.
I had a friend of mine who said he would never punch. He would get in a fight with his girlfriend all the time. He was also on cocaine. But he said he would never punch her, but he would push his forehead into her.
Oh, yeah.
He said he would do that all the time. He'd push his forehead, and he had a big old head.
Mm-hmm, yeah. The mush works. Where we got? Line 3. Mike. Hi, Mike. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, I just want to run something by you. If you take a look at that video, it doesn't change anything. I don't agree with the fact, obviously, a guy should never hit a girl, but everyone keeps saying that he punched her. If you look at the video, he has an open right hand. It's an open, I think he actually slapped her. If you look at his open hand before, he hits her, and then right afterwards, you can see his hand is still open.
All right, we're about to see it again. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
She pushes him. Nah, he punches her, dude. That's a closed fist.
But if you see right at the end, his like hand is open. So
yeah, after he hit her. After he hit her, he opened his hand. But look, Joey from Cali TV just paused it on the connection, and he's got a pretty good punch, too. He follows through with his punch. Yeah, he's speed puncher, sir. Sorry. Good try, though. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah. That thinking that you have is exactly why we're at where we're at. And I'm sorry to say it. Nobody should be getting hit. Even a girl or a guy. To me, maybe he hit her a little hard, but did she deserve to get hit? Yeah, she did. Because you know what? Just because she's a girl doesn't mean that she can get away with it.
Wait a second. Let me ask you a question. You think that with the little push and shove they have, she deserved to get punched in the face?
Well, no. Not the push, but when she had her hand cocked, and then when he held it so she wouldn't hit him, she hauls up and jabs him with his left hand. You know, she starts punching him in the face with her left hand.
No, she doesn't. I just watched the video.
She does.
Yeah,
she does.
Do it again.
Yeah, she does.
All right, hold on.
He grabs that hand, and then she goes and she punches him with the left.
Now,
and left, boom. Right there.
Did she hit him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Watch his head jerk.
Do it again.
Yeah, she gives him a left cross. Bang.
Oh, see, I don't think he connects with her.
Yeah, she connected, dude. And you know what? She doesn't belong. There's some girls out there like guys now, dude. She doesn't deserve.
Look at that. Hold on. She punches. Now, granted, she was trying to punch him in the face, but she does not connect with his face. She punches right past his face, and that's, to his credit, he got his head out of the way. She was trying to hit him.
I think she made at least a little bit of a contact there.
All right, maybe a little forearm to the chin. So you think it's okay that he turned around and then square punched her right back in the face?
Well, do you think it's okay that since she assaulted him first that she didn't get arrested too? Why didn't she get arrested?
No.
She should have got arrested.
I don't. Okay,
I don't agree that he should have nailed her that hard. No, but should he have hit her? Yeah, I think he should have smacked her in the face a little bit, just a little slap.
I don't think people are taking advantage of the full hand mush as much as they should. If you open your hand all the way to a palm and mush a girl in the face, that's far less aggressive and still does about the same job, sir.
By the way, doesn't she look like a chubby Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if it was her?
She hauled off and kicked his ass.
Look, I gotta be honest with you. The more I watch this as I'm talking to you, the more I realize I might have punched her.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation, but I still don't think there's any situation where a man should hit a woman.
Absolutely wrong. She's absolutely garbage turning around with her fist up and doing all that stuff. But he, in that situation, any man, whatever, he either should have mushed her and moved away, grabbed both her hands, held it down to the side and said, hey, can somebody help me here? This girl's trying to punch me. Something, anything. Besides last resort, punching her in the face.
If it shows anything, it shows that he has a poor lack of judgment because, A, you remove yourself from that situation. A girl starts pushing you. You know, hey, my whole career is going to be in jeopardy if I land one.
Right.
And then the fact that he did throw a punch, that puts his entire life pretty much at risk now. How's the guy ever going to work? He should take up boxing instead of football playing.
The more I watch him punch her, the more I think that he's wrong, man. Like, I see the whole situation.
I think that's because of the severity of the punch, but you have to realize it's not his fault he's an athlete. It's not his fault that... What if she was a female soccer player? She could have hit harder. It's not his fault that he has this abnormal strength. That's why he works in the profession he does.
Yeah, but if you have abnormal strength, then you don't use that strength to punch her in the face. You push her.
I agree. Then that's when you realize, hey, my entire livelihood's on the line. I step away instead of throwing that punch.
I really feel like you guys are splitting hairs at this point. The fact still is that a man has punched a woman in the face in a society where that is incredibly looked down upon. Yes, she should not have assaulted him first, but the fact is there has to be a point where either men or women as a gender are going to be the more mature and step back and say, oh, a woman just hit me in the face, but as a human being, as a man who is obviously much physically stronger and much bigger, has to just step back and go, I
hate when you're the voice of logic.
I know, but you're also wrong.
No, he's right. We are divided.
Listen.
It's the first time ever I'm on your side.
She put herself in a terrible situation. She was wrong. She was wrong to begin with. No, he was going to the bar. If she wouldn't have started doing all the hip checking and turned around with her fist open and stuff, he would have went up to the bar, got a drink, and left. She was the instigator. Absolutely.
But that's
he
what
was wrong.
At a bar
Hold on,
when
let me
it's
finish.
Crowded.
Let me exactly. That's what I'm saying. If she wouldn't have turned around and done all that stuff, he would have walked away. She instigated and did that, but he is absolutely wrong for punching her in the face and doing that.
But that's what Spanish is saying. But that's what Spanish is saying.
No, but he's saying that what we have to be as men say, "Oh, we're not going to Stop poking the bear."
But what he's saying is, you have to know. You know, as the bear, you have to know that your SWAT is going to be much more intense than a bee's punch to the face.
I'm in my house and my wife hits me 7 times in the face and I smack her one time, her mark is going to be a lot worse than what hers on mine. And when the cops come, guess who's going to jail?
Absolutely, but you have to stop using your wife as an example. This is just some broad in the bar.
No. I'm not. It has nothing to do with the relationship. It's a matter of whose hit is worse.
Sure.
Okay, so if she hits me 7 times and I hit her once, even though I'm right in defending myself,
absolutely,
I'm going to be the one who gets
absolutely
in trouble.
Absolutely.
So, but that, and I think that that's what Spanish is saying, is that in this society, where you know that that's going to be the case, the man has to make the smarter decision and walk away, even though that pig is wrong.
In a perfect world, that happens. But this is not a perfect world. This is where people are absolutely insane, and it seems like it's getting worse all the time.
Right.
Don't put yourself in that situation where you're going to get punched by a guy. That's what I'm trying to say.
And Spanish's example, if a bear's swat is more powerful than a bee sting, but if a bee stings a bear, does the bear not have the right to swat at that bee? Absolutely. It's being attacked.
So yes, society will not judge that bear for hitting the bee.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
They will.
Yeah, they will.
Andrew, you're on the Mike Calda show. Hello.
I am blown away that Rob is defending this. And secondly, what are we, four-year-olds? She started it? Just walk away. I mean, I was a kid. Everybody points finger. He started it. He started it. Who cares who started it? Just walk away.
Well, Andrew, get punched in the face. Get punched in the face.
I have been punched in the face with a girl, and my ex-girlfriend. I just walk away from the situation. I know if I sit there, it's going to get worse.
Then you are smarter than this guy. You are smarter than this guy. But what I'm
saying, smart, you just don't hit a girl. I mean, you don't. No matter
why. Why though? Why don't you hit a girl?
People
if she hits
do
you first. Yeah, if she hits you
he
first,
he did.
Do
don't
it
tell me people yeah, don't people hit a girl. He hit a girl.
You're not supposed to do it.
You're not supposed to. That's
right.
A big. That's a different
not
story.
But why are you not supposed to? Because if someone strikes you first, you don't have the right to strike back. Absolutely,
no,
you
not
do.
A
it
girl.
Doesn't. It doesn't matter if it's a kid that's 18. He just turned 18. If an 18-year-old walks in here and punches me in the face, I'm going to turn around and punch him.
What if a 12-year-old hits you, Rob? You're going to punch a 12-year-old because he punched you first?
No, that's a
what's
child.
The
there's a difference between a child and an adult woman who is
why
in a
why
bar.
Why is it wrong to hit a kid, Rob?
Because it is a child. A child cannot defend himself. A grown woman in a bar can defend herself.
So a 6-foot 14-year-old that weighs 200 pounds can't defend himself?
If a 6-foot 14-year-old came in and punched me in the face, then yes, I would defend myself. It doesn't matter what...
You would
what
knock
the,
him out.
If a child that was bigger than me hit me and I felt that I was at risk, absolutely, I would not
you're
be wrong.
You're a terrible person.
You're an idiot. You have terrible arguments. Your argument
I'm
is...
I'm an idiot?
You're
the one defending punching girls and
yeah,
I'm an idiot?
Because your
you
argument is...
Yourself,
shut
man
up for a second, idiot. Your argument is
oh,
you
yeah
shouldn't
little,
do...
Little guy talking real big on the radio.
You're the one that called the show...
You're defending punching girls.
You're boy, the you're
I
the one that called.
Loud.
Listen, here's the
say
deal.
Loud.
You're the one that called
I
the show. I'm not
punching girls.
All right, now he's just not going to let you talk.
Now yeah. I want to see you fight a girl.
No,
nice
I'll fight him.
Up.
Come down here, Andrew. No, here's the
no,
deal.
You won't.
Oh yes, I would. Here's
thank
the deal.
You,
if you lay your hands on somebody else, you absolutely have the right to defend yourself, whether it is a man, a woman. It does not matter. If that person is of age and in a bar and they put their hands on them, another person, they should expect the consequences that are going to come. If a
do
woman
think,
hits me, I would hit her back.
Do you think that you should be able to defend yourself in a manner that against a girl that diffuses the situation, or you should be able to retaliate against her as if you are fighting, you know, for your life?
I would fight for my life no matter what this
well,
is.
Why?
What
you think
he,
that girl...
What, yeah, what...
You think he felt threatened, his life
all
felt threatened?
What if her hit hits his temple, knocks him out, or kills him?
You
that,
think
all
he,
it takes is one
I'm,
hit.
But I'm asking, you think when he's like, oh my God, she might kill me, I have to defend myself, or do you think he's like, hey, who is this bitch think she is touching me, and wails her in the face? What do you... Honestly, what do you think he's thinking?
No, I'm thinking, I got hit in the face, what am I going to do? I'm going to punch back.
It's because you're smaller. That's why.
He, at any point, could have diffused that situation.
Yeah.
Even after she half-assed punched him in the face, he could have grabbed her arms and held him down to the side and said, hey, security or somebody, whatever. But here's the situation with that other guy who called in. If a 6-foot, 200-pound 14-year-old walked in here and started punching you, you're not going to stop and go, wait a second, how old are you?
Yeah.
Before you start fighting back. That's a terrible example.
What about how old's Badass Ryan?
I don't know.
21.
22,
oh, okay.
I think.
No good. I'm just trying to think because he just looks like a baby. If he came in here and started wailing on me.
Can we all just agree that you shouldn't punch women and women shouldn't try and punch guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And pretty simple. And you'll find that there's a certain group of women like that one that feel entitled that I'm a woman and no. I can hit you and you can't hit me. You get that a lot from women.
Yeah.
And that's crazy talk.
And you're going to run into the wrong guy, whether it be this quarterback or Rob, that is going to punch you back in the face.
Now, with all this talk about it, and the phone lines are full, I'll continue to take your phone calls. Now watching this video 50 times today and exploring every angle of it, forget the legal ramifications, do you think he should have been kicked off the team?
I think you, in today's society, I think you have to be.
I say 100% no. I say the school should evaluate this tape. They should realize that although he was wrong for hitting her, she instigated this fight, and that they should stand behind him and say,
No way.
That's how I feel. I feel, look, this is, let me tell you something. If this is Rob, okay, and he's out at the bar, and this woman is attacking him, and Rob hits back, I will be the first one to say, hey, look, he shouldn't have hit her, but, man, she's all over him.
That football team is a multi-million dollar business.
So is his show.
Business.
So is his show.
But, huh?
So is his show. If this show is a multi-million dollar business, and if Rob was in that situation, as him being on my team, I would come out and I would say, I need to see more. I need to know a little bit more before we make a hasty decision to fire Rob.
And Rob's in that same exact situation. What do you do?
That's what I'm saying. I say I need to know more before I let him go. I need to know more. Now, look, he'll deal with it legally, but I'm not kicking him off this show until I know why he hit her, what she did before they walked up to the bar, and then I need to point out that she did swing at him first, and he is not a big guy, and, you know, he felt threatened, and he should have never hit her, but, you know, I need to know some more facts before I fire him from the show.
But it's the college and stuff which deals with young females a lot more than this show does, you know what I mean? Where that's involved a lot more. I think the college is going to get a lot more heat than this show would.
Right. And I'm not saying that ultimately we don't end up letting him go. But at this point, at this stage in the game, from that short clip of the video, I wait. I need more information before I go.
Oh, you're saying, okay. Yeah. I get that. Okay, figure out what's going on and all that type of stuff.
They cut him immediately when they show the video.
Yeah.
And they cut him immediately. The more we watch that video 100 times now, that I go, okay, he's wrong. He should have never hit her. However, I need to know some other circumstances before I fire Rob.
But you know that a college isn't to do that. You know that that's going to be the situation.
Well, that sucks because it's not just a college, it's a team, and I need to know that my team is going to support me. I've dedicated my future to that team.
But they don't.
I need to know that they're going to have my back.
But
well,
they
did.
Don't.
They did it for Jameis. They defended Jameis on the crab leg thing. They defended him on the rape thing.
Yeah.
They stood behind their quarterback. Now
but
they just
didn't
don't
have. They didn't have cut and dry video of him punching.
Yeah,
a girl
they did.
In
they
the
had
face.
Video of him walking out of Publix with the crab legs in his pants.
Yes, that. But that you didn't know. That the guy, the manager, said, I got you and taken care of and did all
right.
that type of
what
stuff.
What they did was they went forward with an investigation and find out what the situation
is. Yeah, they
is.
Should investigate, but you, what I'm saying is, you know, in this day and age, they're going to be like, well, sorry,
yeah.
dude, we can't, you know, there's nothing we can do.
I am against the school letting them go at this point. We got a full board of phone calls.
If he had won a championship, he wouldn't
oh,
have been
yeah.
cut.
That's right. If he wasn't
yeah.
a freshman, if he was a
exactly.
second year championship winner.
No way. Even if he had won the Heisman and was coming back for his senior year, they'd still go, sorry, bro.
No, you kidding me? They would start spinning this to, do you know how many guys she's done this before? She's a known user of the N-word.
Yeah.
She was caught putting drugs in somebody's drink before he'll get start spinning out of control.
Winston being accused of rape is totally different. This is actually caught on film. So there's actual video evidence you can watch.
Forget the rape, the crab leg. They caught him on film with the crab legs.
Yeah, but even that was, hey, maybe it was a guy. They told him he could have a deal. There was
yeah, 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 he still walked out with it. And he still stole it.
Taking crab legs and punching a girl in the face are two completely different
That's
things.
That's right. Crab legs are delicious.
Yeah.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at Golden Diamond Source.com.